Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. You've got a topic that's kind of near and dear to a lot of hearts, and that has to do with volunteering, specifically food volunteers, which, hey, everybody's favorite topic there. What can you tell us today?
So our Master Food Volunteer Program has been around a number of years. We have a group of about 10 Master Food Volunteers in the Mayor DeZine District, which is Lynn and Miami County, and we are currently recruiting for new members. We're always looking to add to our group and looking for folks that might be interested. So just a little bit about the program. Some of the benefits of the Master Food Volunteer Program are you're able to meet new people who share an interest in food or a love for food, participate in classes either by leading or assisting to teach others about food, learn the most up-to-date practices on food safety and nutrition, take your knowledge to the next level, really just have a good time doing something that you love and knowing that you're helping other people. So this program is really for people who love to cook or maybe they're passionate about nutrition and health. They love to learn and they want to give back to the community. So just a few requirements of the program. Volunteers go through a 40-hour training course, and we have this course online now. So it's a little bit more convenient than it used to be. There are modules that you can access through if you have good internet reception, and it's a combination of videos and information that you can click through. 40 hours sounds like a lot, but we have it sectioned into kind of manageable amounts week by week, and the online training is taught over the course of 6 weeks. So you're really able to do it just as you have time, depending on your schedule. We also have a few in-person experiences that we provide because we want to interact with you. We want you to meet other Master Food Volunteers and really get some hands-on learning instead of just clicking through things at the computer. So we offer 3 hands-on experiences, and we require that folks attend 2 of the 3 because we understand everyone has obligations and busy schedules. So we try to make it as flexible as possible. And then after you complete the training, we ask that you give back about 40 hours of service to the community within the first year, which, again, spaced out over the first year is pretty easy to attain. Some people get a little bit intimidated by the number, but it's very reachable, and we try to make it as easy as possible and work with you and your schedule and just do the things that you really enjoy doing. So that's just a little bit about the program. We have applications currently on our website or at our offices, and applications are due December 1st. And then once those applications are due, we go through them and we contact you and continue with the process. There's just a few questions on the application for you to fill out. It doesn't take very long at all. There is a fee associated with the class. It's $120. However, I have scholarship money in my Mayor DeZine district to help ease the burden of that cost so that it's not a barrier for anyone. So just give me a call. I'm usually in the Mound City office at 913-795-2829. We have a lot of fun all year long. We do classes for children. We do classes for adults. And so our Master Food Volunteers are able to pick and choose what they enjoy the most. If they enjoy young or old, you know, there's opportunities for everyone. There's opportunities just to help, or there's opportunities to lead. So really, it just depends on what you want to make of it. But we're always looking for new people. We've got a nice group right now and would love to add to it.
That sounds marvelous. And there are plenty of people who already enjoy cooking and things like that and enjoy volunteering. And this just puts it together and takes it to a whole new level. What a neat idea.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for the information, and hopefully you get some good sign-ups. I'm looking forward to, you know, like every other program, I want to hear some updates on how this goes. So we'll be talking to you about it again. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.